Winton House, with its 900-year history, is one of the beautiful venues in this year's Lammermuir Festival and has been associated with the Ogilvy family for about 250 years. Sir Francis Ogilvy takes us round his family home.
Winton began as a house in about 1480. It was burnt down in 1544 as part of the rough hewing. But in about 1620, the king's master mason was engaged to do work here and built it up essentially as a Jacobean gem. The house was deemed not large enough for the future owners, the Hamilton Nisbets, and they enlarged it significantly around 1800.
As we move through to the library, we are met by a very grand portrait of Charles I by Van Dyck. Winton has a very impressive collection of art, including works by Canaletto. Do you have a favourite?
I suppose the one favourite is a picture opposite Van Dyck of a river scene by Van Goyen, who painted that in about 1646, I think. We used to have Charles I there, and the idea of looking at Charles I day in, day out, when you could be looking at this other much more beautiful scene, meant that it was a natural swap.
And from the library, we enter the drawing room, which is one of the Winton rooms being used for the Lammermuir Festival concerts. It's so bright and absolutely gorgeous, with interest wherever you look, especially this amazing carpet.
The carpet was made for this room, commissioned by the owner of the house at the time, Lady Riven. It was lost during the Indian Mutiny, in Agra, where it was made, found again and brought back. It's supposed to be the largest in one piece in Scotland now, but it's a stunning carpet to walk on and perfectly fits all the other elements of the room, including the ceiling, which takes one's breath away as you walk in. The ceiling dates back to when the room would have been the Great Hall, where everything would have been done as part of the public entertaining. It's got a lot of fruit shown around the frieze as if it was a place of eating. It's got again the royal coat of arms in the centre above the fireplace, where the authority for the laird would have been given by the king to administer justice. It's got the star of the Earldom of Winton and the crescent moon for the Seton family, as well as a lot of half-naked mermaids. My hunch is that there could have been merrymaking going on in this room back in the 17th century, when the room was at its peak. Well over 100 years ago, the owners of the house would have had concerts. I would imagine that it would have been done in this room. It's a place where music happens very naturally. It works for a group of 10 musicians, and it works for a room full of 120 people. Lady of the house, Mrs. Constance Nisbet Hamilton, she would have had concerts here with programmes going back to the 1890s, and my hunch is that she would have invited musicians for informal concert gatherings in the same way that a lot of chamber music was written for. We don't know who would have come to these, but when one considers who she was socialising with at the time, one can imagine a very extravagant affair, even on a Sunday afternoon. There's always been music in this house, and it was a great pleasure for my father that my mother, who was a musician, and they played here, brought to life a Bechstein piano. Now there are two pianos in use every morning for practicing with my family, sometimes three, and certainly it's filled with music as well as a lot of all else that goes on when one's practicing an instrument.
And I know you have some concert programmes in your archive, so there seems to have already been a regular series of concerts here in days gone by.
Winton is a treasure. It's far too grand and big to be retained just by one family, certainly our family. So it's a great delight for us to open the doors, and I get a huge pleasure seeing people come in and enjoy it for what it was meant to be. It was a place where Public entertaining was intended from the start. That's why the ceilings are so grand and the chimneys are a great statement on top of the roof to say, please come and visit me. So welcoming people to Winton is something that is not a difficult act at all. And we enjoy having people coming from all around the world and from all cultures as well.
And you can enjoy music at Winton House along with afternoon tea as part of the Lammermuir Festival on Sunday the 16th of September with music by Handel, Vivaldi, Dowland, Zelenka, Fauré and Beethoven performed by the Ensemble Marsyas.